Okay, continuing my journey with celebrities that own or are parents of cockatiels, the spotlight will be on the legendary actor Kevin Kline. Now, very popular actor. I'm quite sure that he is still working. I'm not too familiar with anything that he's currently working on, but I am familiar with things that he has done in the past. So, of course, taking or borrowing from the Cooper site, there's a picture of Kevin Kline with a cockatiel, a normal, look like a female. Okay, and he's looking pretty cool, suave, with a nice hat on, mustache, looking serious with a little very, very tame cockatiel on his shoulder. Looks like she's giving him some advice. Don't quote me. I'm quite sh I think the little cockatiel's name is Cito. Like I said, please, please don't quote me on this. But I'm assuming that the little cockatiel's name is Cito. And Cito or yeah, I think it's Cito. I might be wrong. I might be so wrong. Anyway, it shows him chilling with his little bird. It's very, very cute. Like I said, I always say, I think that the common or the normal color, this natural, I'll call it natural, the natural color of cockatiels is probably by far the best color or best look of the bird. And it's really cool to see an actor like Kevin Kline, looking serious, posing with his little pet cockatiel is really, really cool. And as an actor, who doesn't know? I mean, unless you're really young, but who doesn't know Kevin Kline? I mean, he was in A Fish Called Wanda. Heck, he was in the Will Smith movie, Wild Wild West. I forgot all about that one. He was in Dave, Silverado. He was in with the Good House. Did I see the Good House? I'm not exactly sure. Oh, definitely he was in that comedy, which is very relevant to today. In and Out. With the yeah, I mean, just so I mean, the list goes on and on. I mean, I Love You to Death. Oh man, that was a wild movie. He was in there. Yeah, it's really interesting to discover and see all of these actors and actresses who have cockatiels as pets. I mean, it's really cool. I mean, like I said, I mean, I'm biased, but there's a lot of animals out there that people can own. Even just talking about birds, there's a lot of birds that people can own, and the fact that so many people have chosen to own cockatiels is amazing. Just think about, just how many just regular folk like me have cockatiels, and how of all animals we chose to have the species. I mean, there has to be a reason why cockatiels are so popular. I mean, like I've said before, it could be because of the care, the of course the look, the personality. There's so many things, and a lot of people who have cockatiels, they have multiples. They have multiples. If I was rich, I would probably have 1,000 of them. I would probably have 1,000 of them, and they'll have their own building that they have, that they own. Or it'll be like a giant aviary, it's really cool. It's really cool doing this and discovering how, I would say important. It's important to me. But discovering the impact that these little birds have on pop culture and just life in general. Of people. So it's pretty cool. It's pretty interesting how we, can live our lives with these little animals. So on that note, thank you for listening and take care and keep supporting me and see you next time. Take care. Bye.